because it's not a renaming. You're actually, you're just going back to the original name. That's the idea I wanted the people to understand. My people, non-native people. It's not a renaming because it's not a new name. It's the original name. And it's been called that probably a long time. So Brema Koska being recognized as its original name makes me proud to see. There's a lot of people that weren't happy about it, I guess. You always read the comment sections on these things, and it's just the horrible racism. Just from recognizing one lake's name, all this anger, animosity. Imagine how we feel about all the other stuff. That's just one lake's name. Imagine the whole country, a whole continent, and to still be civil, to have composure. I went to a couple of the sacred sites over there, Dakuakatipi, Miniowesni. Went to them, and it was, felt like home. Felt like when I went to Wisconsin, all those trees. Felt like home. All here, I still feel at home over here because this is my memories are from when I grew up, but Brema Koska. I heard my Unkana Elmer, he was telling me he was visiting with another relative from Tintawinta, Prey Island. His name was Curtis Campbell, Wakanherisapa, the Black Lady, And he knew a lot, Naku. So those two, they tease each other and laugh and share stories and stuff. And I think he had a lot to say about places. And he said some things about Brema Koska. But some of those things are just for us. So if there are any Dakota relatives out there that want to hear those things, get a hold of me or any of my relatives. We can share those things if you're interested. I can tell you those